We are expecting no less than 7,000 people to throng the showgrounds. Basically, President Tsvangirai will use this opportunity to explain to the leaders of MDC in Harare province the national crisis and what we as the MDC plan to do, or what we are now calling Agenda 2015. He will also use this opportunity to explain and interact with the structures, advising them that as the country's biggest and most popular political party, the MDC is going to play a very prominent role in the convening of the proposed National Convergence Conference. And he will also take this opportunity to explain to the activists of Harare province that the National Convergence Conference is not an MDC platform as such, but it is a platform for all players in their diversity in Zimbabwe.
Now, talking about the economy, is it a question of talking about the economy or taking some action to rectify what is going on? Speaking in public, does it change anything?
It does change, because it is not just going to be a talk shop, Gibbs. This is an opportunity for President Tsvangirai to roll out the national campaign to say, look, as the MDC, we are pushing ahead with our national and global campaign to engage the SADC, to engage the AU, and to ensure that all the electoral reforms that we have been calling for are put in place, to also ensure that all the security sector reforms and the media reforms that we have been clamoring for ever since the MDC was formed are put into place. And he will advise and explain to the multitudes that are going to gather at the Rajiv Gandhi Hall tomorrow morning that once these key reforms are implemented and agreed upon, no doubt we will then have a free, fair, and credible election that will bring about an uncontestable outcome.
Now, talking about the present economic problems that are facing Zimbabwe, we still remember that when the MDC was in the unity government, you had this economic blueprint that was called JUICE, and it never delivered anything for Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, people will say, what is Mr. Kutu talking about?
We actually take pride in stating that step one and step two have actually been the two documents that were then stolen literally by ZANU-PF as they've tried to come up with their hopeless Zim asset agenda. When you see what this regime is doing, the ZANU-PF regime, all they're trying to do is to try to steal the blueprint that we came up with as step one and step two, which, I reiterate, was an MDC blueprint extracted from JUICE and ART policy documents, the Agenda for Real Transformation.